But with digital products, that's not necessarily true. Like, you don't have to start over every time someone says yes. You can support them. You can give them additional resources or feedback, but you don't have to build that like foundational thing every single time someone decides to work with you.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. I made $287,000 and had over 10,000 people pay to join my email list from a digital product I created just once. And we're going to dive into it on today's show. Before we get into it, I do want to give you a little update on my visibility plan for 2024. My DMs have been on fire. People are like, how have you gone from 0 to 60. Like, I haven't seen your content for a long time, and now I feel like you're everywhere. I'm seeing you every day. I'm really resonating with the new vibe. What is happening? What are you doing? Like, so many questions, and it's been so fun to reconnect with people. I've had people who have kind of come back out of the woodwork who worked with me on my very, very first cohort 8 years ago. And now they're back and paying attention to what I have going on and what Boss Project is up to. This was definitely not on accident. It has been my intention since the fall that 2024 was going to be the year of visibility. And I have spent the last several years very focused on retention-based marketing that would move people who are already in my world and have already purchased from me from one of my lower priced courses into a high end group program. And I've been focused on helping the people that are way more established in their business. Some of them are making $30,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month. And I really craved getting to work with people
at all stages, whether they were just getting started and ready to leave a corporate position, or they were a few years into business, but they were out of time and they had reached capacity and they wanted to add in something like a digital product to buy back some of that time. I wanted to work with so many more different people this year. And I knew that was only going to be possible if I focused on getting back in front of people, which is, if you haven't heard my Future of Marketing podcast, I definitely would go back and listen to that. But a huge piece of this is most people are actually focused on nurture marketing, where they are taking warm people and trying to convert them into some sort of signature offer, which is fantastic. But ultimately, you will eventually run out of leads if you don't have some sort of visibility strategy. And most small businesses don't. You can go really far, sometimes 4, 5, 6, 8 years into business before you run out of leads in your warm market, especially when you only need to be working with maybe 2 to 4 one-on-one clients a month and be completely booked out. So like any person with a marketing background, I did my research and really looked at the various channels that are available to me where I could pour my time and attention to create more visibility for Boss Project. And I have benefited from the world of Instagram for many years. It was how I built a lot of my initial traction and community, and it poured into other areas of the business. And I had spent a couple of years complaining that Instagram was dead and on its way out. And I am here to tell you that is not true. And I was just really stubborn about learning new things, about paying attention to what was working right now. And I stopped sitting on my hands and I observed and learned and tried things. And I spent 90 days prior to the end of the year just kind of trying, testing, dabbling, not really sure what was going to work or what was going to stick, to make sure I had a grasp as to what was not just trendy, because I don't necessarily like paying attention to trendy strategies, but I wanted to see what was going to be sticky and really felt like something that was going to work for not just this week or this month, but something that was going to work for the next year to 18 months. Now, obviously, I can't predict Instagram's plan that far in the future, but that's not the goal here. My goal is getting in front of more people, bringing them into my world, earning their trust, and allowing them to see how Boss Project could help their business grow. So the spoiler alert is I focused very heavily on Instagram Reels. And I decided that this was going to be a year where I really intentionally chose to post at least one reel a day, 5 days a week, not necessarily 7 days a week. And I started the year off really strong and I committed to that plan. And some days I post zero on a weekend or a day I had a lot of meetings, and some days I posted 3. And it is working like hotcakes. Not only is it bringing new people into my world, and I've grown my social media accounts by hundreds of people, I haven't had things go viral, and that wasn't necessary. But it did rewarm up people that had kind of stopped paying attention at some point. And the engagement is up, sales are up. I am feeling freaking fantastic. And so I kind of wanted to give you guys a roadmap as to what's been working for me and what I think is going to be really effective as a visibility strategy in 2024. I put together 22 viral Instagram captions and walked you through my entire mini chat setup. And I put it together in a document to make this really, really easy to implement. And I dropped it in the co-op. So if you aren't a co-op member yet, this is your sign. This is your sign to join. You can go to creativetemplateshop.com/join. You can sign up for just $47 a month. And that is ready and available to you. I grew my impressions by 1,000% in a single week and brought in 8,000 in additional sales. I know it's powerful and I know it can really benefit you. And it's definitely going to play into the story that I want to share today, talking more about how you can really leverage a digital product for the future of your company. So most online businesses tend to only focus on one business model. They're either only services, only courses, only coaching, and they put all their time and emphasis into that one model. And don't get me wrong, I think individually these are fantastic. I think you can get your business off the ground and often completely replace a salary, create a earned income for yourself without the need to add additional complication or other types of business models. But for long-term sustainability, for long-term, the ability for you to kind of ebb and flow based on what's going on in your life, I really believe the secret sauce is building an offer ecosystem, one that takes advantage of multiple business models selling in a variety of different ways and reaching people at various stages of their own ideal client journey. Now, my favorite part is you use a visibility strategy to get in front of people. It doesn't have to be Instagram Reels. There's a lot of different options out there. You use a visibility strategy to have more people discover who you are, and you attract them with a gateway, like a low-priced digital product. And when someone purchases this, the whole goal is that they flow up through your various other offers and become a loyal customer for life. And when they're a loyal customer, they're also an advocate for your business. They're often giving you kind of free press of sorts with their friends, with their family, maybe even posting on social or citing you in their own blog or podcast. But I'm not just talking about this for business to business. Like, this can work in hundreds of industries that work with consumers in a ton of different ways. And so, while I definitely think it tends to be a more popular option in the B2B space, and I have a lot of experience there, oh my gosh, the options are truly endless and honestly, so fun to watch fall into place for people in other niches where this is a less common strategy. Now, the reason I love digital products specifically is they act as that starting point, but you also only build it once and then you sell it again and again. Now, obviously, I'm a huge proponent of continuing to do product improvement. And so going back and refreshing things is always on my mind and something we actively do in our business. If you haven't listened to my podcast about our product and program review cycle, definitely check that out because I'm all about continuous improvement. However, you can utilize this to get paid to grow your list of qualified leads. And so it becomes this win-win-win where you're building it once, selling it again and again, and you're bringing in qualified leads. Like, when else in your business is that a possibility? If you're used to doing one-on-one agency services, there's a huge part of you that at some point, at least maybe this was just my story, but I remember getting to the point where I had this down to science. I knew what my pitch needed to look like. I knew what was going to convert if someone reached out to me about a particular service. I put it in front of them and I could predictably get someone to work with me. Not because I was manipulative or anything, just that I was attracting the right people who understood what my pricing was, even going into the conversation. And so the conversion rates were quite high, you know, converting for services. I've long-term converted anywhere between 60 and 90% of every person I've talked to, which is pretty industry standard for that. But I think there's a point in which all business owners reach. It may be when life happens. It may be when you start to feel overwhelmed or tired, or you may just reach a point where you're like, you know, I'm enjoying selling this and I can get people in the door, but now I have to do the project. And that can feel like a lot sometimes. And even if you're excited about the project, you're like, cool, but I have to do this every time for every new person that comes in the door. I know you know that. Like, I know you know that that's how that works. But with digital products, that's not necessarily true. Like, you don't have to start over every time someone says yes. You can support them. You can give them additional resources or feedback, but you don't have to build that like foundational thing every single time someone decides to work with you. I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, a big proponent of why I decided to start selling digital products is, about a year into business, I was in a car accident and I suffered a traumatic brain injury and I got very sick and was not necessarily willing to air my dirty laundry and talk about what was going on in real time. I was very concerned that it would shutter my business and that I would lose all potential clients. And so a lot of this meant I was kind of suffering in silence, was often in doctor's appointments for 20 hours plus a week and in a ton of pain. Like, I was getting pain injections every 3 months and on high dose opioids for a very long time. And I knew that the business I had built was too reliant on me. It required that I show up in every part of the sales process and every part of fulfillment. And in the season in which I was so sick, I was like, there has to be another way. Like, there has to be another way. And while you can absolutely build a team to support you in times like that and take the weight off your shoulders and keep a business running, there is an element that is missing when you're removed from strategy or fulfillment. And I knew I needed something that would not only allow me to bring in better, more ideal clients when I wanted to ramp up one-on-one work, but also fill in the gaps so that when I had a season that was crazy, that I could take on less one-on-one work intentionally and my business would still function. I would still get paid and things would still happen. But I didn't know what was going to work at the time. Okay. I was still very, very new to business. I wasn't like, oh yeah, if I do this strategy, that's going to fix everything. No, I had no idea what was going to fix it. I just knew I was miserable and I knew my business was going to close if I couldn't figure it out. And that didn't feel like an option for me. Like, the business was supporting my family financially. It was how we put food on the table. It was how we paid our mortgage. It was how we lived. And me losing that income was going to be really hard because at the time, there was no physical way possible I could have gotten a full-time job anywhere. I wouldn't have been hired. So I do think there was an element of me that thought, this will just be fun. This is just a break. This is just something new to try and experiment with. I had no idea it was about to change my life. I had no idea that it was about to change the course of my business forever. I had no idea what was possible. I was just like, this sounds cool. Let's try it. And when we launched our first digital product, I was about 20 months into business. I think Emily had only been with me maybe 12 of those 18 months. I'm not totally sure. She wasn't yet my business partner, I do not think. I don't think that happened until 2017. But regardless, timing aside, until this point, 99% of my sales were from KC small businesses. I didn't have online clients. In fact, the work I'd been doing online was kind of a pet project. Like, I was blogging and sharing stuff on Instagram and not selling these people anything. I was attempting to sell them my services to various degrees of success, but the majority of my client work was coming from local connections. They were buying design and branding and web design projects and working with us on things over here. But like I said, I had less capacity than ever to do any of that and was very sick and seemingly only getting worse, at least initially. So that didn't feel like it was going to be sustainable. But when I tell you this worked, when I tell you this was earth-rattling, life-changing, oh my God, this is what's possible, I need to pay attention. Like, this was a huge pivotal moment for me. That first digital product, I believe, was so successful because it solved a real problem. It wasn't a huge problem. It wasn't a problem that would fix everything for our ideal clients. It was narrowed in on a specific thing that they needed to be successful long term. And someone could ultimately take action in a matter of hours, not weeks or months. I think those quick wins for a digital product are critical, critical. People had access to how I taught and thought, which I know that sounds odd, but giving people access to how I taught and thought prior to, because this was pre-podcast, this was pre like consistent workshops. There was some webinars happening, mostly just to kind of talk about what was working, but we weren't necessarily selling on those sometimes, but not always. And I needed people to know and understand what it would look like for me to show up for them, you know? And inside this digital product, they learned really quickly how I was going to show up for them. And it allowed that like transition from, I don't know who you are at all, to, oh, like the way she explains things like makes a ton of sense to me, to, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I trust her so much. I can't wait to see other things she does. Like, that transition period, I'm not talking about it taking weeks, months, or years. I am talking about it taking minutes. Now, it was so good that the people who purchased it didn't just see results, but they promoted it for me for free because they loved it so much. I didn't ask them to do this. But it ultimately got featured on podcasts and blogs and social posts that I didn't ask them to write about or ask them to create, but they saw it as so valuable that they wanted as many people to be aware that it existed as possible. Now, I'm not expecting your first digital product to be life-shattering, earth-moving, the thing that changes your life forever. I don't necessarily think my results are typical, but I do know long-term what's possible for them being installed correctly in your business with the right lens and with the right strategy in place. That first month, when I had never sold digital products before, when I had a very small email list, I had no podcast, I had no real virtual clients. That first month, we brought in $8,033. What? That's 277 people who paid to join my list. Like, my jaw was on the floor. Since then, this single product has brought in over $287,941 and over 10,000, like 10,500 and something, paid leads who joined our list. In fact, this is something I haven't just applied once. Like, I have gone on to sell hundreds of digital products that have added tens and tens of thousands of people on my list who paid to join it. Over 66% of my list came from a paid product, not a freebie, not a lead magnet. They paid to be there. I really want you to think about, like, what would be different? What would it feel like if you had an endless supply of qualified leads? Like, if you didn't have to worry about getting leads ever again? What if you could make money regardless if you're working and working on client deliverables or you're living your life? Like, what would that feel like for you? What if you created the kind of sustainability that offered true financial freedom? We're talking time freedom and financial freedom. Like, this was a jumping off point for me. It was the thing that built momentum in my business. And it was the thing that opened up my eyes to what was possible. If this is something you want, I want you to know it is possible. And building a digital product that attracts your dreamy, ideal prospects is exactly where you should start. Like, there are a million places that you could go about doing this, but there are very few that allows you to get traction quickly and get paid at the same time. So many other strategists out there are teaching you to do things for free that take your time. You don't got time for that. Like, your time is worth money, so you should be getting paid for it. For me, I looked at the biggest problems that my ideal clients were facing, and I put them on a timeline. Typically, they have a ton of problems, but one solution leads to a new set of problems. And I really identified what was more at the beginning of that journey. What did they face first? And what could they potentially DIY a solution with my expert guidance, of course? Like, odds are, like, you already have something brewing. Maybe you've already sold something in the past, but you just didn't feel like it was working as well as it could. I know giving it the right structure with a no-brainer sales page will change the game for you. I have been building a brand new program to walk you through this step by step. If you head to bossproject.com/jumpstart, I'm going to give you my exact steps, exact strategies, exact offers, templates, scripts on how to create digital products that attract more customers, period. And what I teach inside is exactly how I made that first $8,000 month with a $29 product. I'm going to walk you through it all the way. And I'm really excited about the support that comes along with this. So while it is a self-paced program, you will have access to community where you can ask questions. And here in just the next few weeks, I will be giving you guys options to upgrade into a group coaching option that will let you really take this and get additional one-on-one support for your business. Right now, Digital Product Jumpstart is the least expensive it will ever be. I still have it at beta pricing. You definitely need to go check it out. And if you have any questions at all, if you want my feedback on your industry or what you've done in the past and how this might be different, do not hesitate to reach out. You can find my handle by going to Instagram, check out Boss Projects page. My personal profile is listed and you can find me there and send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your story and I would love to see how I can help you change the game in 2024. This is going to be life-changing for so many of you, and this is not me exaggerating. Like, I cannot wait to see what will happen with this in the hands of really incredible people. We already have hundreds of people signed up, and I am so excited to see what their transformation looks like, and I hope you will join us and be next.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.